Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, stretching the beef checkoff dollar. We're back with Heather Buckmaster in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, AeroSeed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
Reaching as many consumers as you possibly can is a strategy for success, so says Heather Buckmaster, the executive director of the Oklahoma Beef Council. She says beef checkoff dollars need to be where the consumers are.
Absolutely. We participated with other state beef councils this year. We've done it for the last couple of years as part of a 5-state marketing campaign, really focused and keying in on those key population states such as California and New York. We want to go where the people are, and we want to be able to invest where the people are. And so this campaign really focused in on increasing their knowledge and awareness and usage of the Beef It's What's For Dinner website, which is truly our key website, our key destination to drive consumers and drive our millennial consumers for information and beef education. And so if we just looked at that Oklahoma, our piece of the pie and impact of that, we were able to drive 86,000 views of the Beef It's What's For Dinner website, which means people were spending time on the website, flipping through the different recipes, getting more ideas. And then we had 137,000 views of those online videos that provide that additional inspiration. And we believe this is so important. We're working to engage consumer and millennial consumers and increase their beef education and their beef purchases.
And one of the recent national strategies has been to try to bring all the various website platforms for the beef industry under one name. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's been quite a task because we've had a lot of websites. We've had beef retail, beef food service, beef nutrition, beef research. And so we've had all these different websites. So really being able to bring it down to one destination, we believe is important.
One of the things that you've been able to do with checkoff dollars here at the state level, you've been able to put some of those toward influencing people that influence the consumer, and especially in the medical community.
Yes. We all know when the information, the research is done and they ask people who they trust for nutrition advice, physicians come out as number one. And so we've had a long-term focus in Oklahoma in many different programs on the medical community. This past year, we had the opportunity and really the honor of bringing in Dr. Richard Raymond, who is an MD. We have found MDs listen best to other MDs. And he's former Undersecretary of Food Safety. So he was able to really break down the myths and facts of antibiotics. Usage in food animal health, and we believe such programs are so important. We're working to really educate the medical community on antibiotic stewardship and in the food animal community.
And you've got obviously those type of efforts. You've worked with several other key groups, the dietitians and other practitioners as well.
Yes. Specifically this year, we've made it a goal, and we will continue to have it as a goal, that the dietetic intern programs, and there's three in the state, and these are future nutrition health professionals that we want to make sure not one of them graduates without us having that opportunity to really have given that gate-to-plate experience to learn about how we produce beef in the U.S., help them learn about the science of beef nutrition. And one of the ways we do this is through media training, and that's something that we can bring to the table that provides a great benefit to them in their careers, but at the same time, it provides us that opportunity to educate them about beef nutrition. So this past year, we had about 45 dietetic interns that went through the program in different formats, and we'll continue to do that into 2016. And also additionally into 2017, we're very excited. We have a National Speakers Bureau that's funded through the Beef Checkoff, and it's always focused in on dietitians, which are very important. But this year, they're expanding the speakers to provide some speakers that will really resonate within the medical community. And so we're excited about having those opportunities in the future.
one of those strategies that have paid dividends down through the years, influencing influencers. Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Friday, December 16th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,500 head to be sold, 4,200 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 10,800 weaned calves. For more information about the sale, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.